ask, seek, knock, and the importance of prayer are some of the phrases that lead us into the central message of this Sunday. The readings focus our attention on prayer as the gateway to relationship with God. In the first reading from the Genesis, it is quite easy to miss the point that Abraham is indeed in prayer that sounds like a bargain with the Lord, to whom Abraham has just offered hospitality. It is an interesting bargain in which Abraham is quite successful in pleading for God's mercy upon the innocent people of Sodom. This prayer of Abraham is an example of perseverance in prayer. The reading offers us a model of prayer, as though God was a familiar friend, someone we can converse with as we walk along. But it is important to realize that Abraham's prayer is not for himself, but for others. The gospel offers a model of prayer we could use always. The Lord's Prayer, as found in Luke, is slightly different from the prayer we normally use, which is from the Gospel of Matthew. In the gospel passage, Jesus is at prayer and the disciples are impressed. They want to pray as he has just prayed. They realize that they do not know how to pray as Jesus does, and so they request, "Teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." They want to be in union with the Father and not just to recite some words. After giving a model of prayer, Jesus offers two brief parables, one of which is quite humorous, the parable of the friend at midnight. This man goes to his neighbor at midnight to ask for bread because he has guests who have just arrived. His friend, already asleep, wakes up and says, "Are you crazy? It is midnight. My wife, the kids, and I are asleep, and the baby may wake up and begin crying. If I get up, I will disturb everybody." The parable ends with the persistence of the neighbor who then gets the bread. Jesus concludes, "If that is how you are, earthly friend will respond to you, how much more will your heavenly Father?" The second parable is about dads and their kids, and Jesus concludes, "If earthly dads know how to provide good things to their kids, how much more will your heavenly Father?" So ask, seek, and knock. God is listening and will even give you the greatest gift, the Holy Spirit. So what message do we take home this Sunday? 1. The readings invite us to reflect on the importance of prayer. 2. They offer us a model on how to pray. 3. They teach us on how to enter into an intimate relationship with the Father through prayer, as Jesus did. And finally, like the friend at midnight, we need to persevere always and never give up in prayer. I am Monsignor John Binder. God bless you.